This is Tom Fox. I'm the Compliance Evangelist. I'd like to welcome you to a special 11-part series where, over the next 11 episodes, I'm going to go into the 10 hallmarks of an effective compliance program and add the new requirement for root cause analysis. All of these episodes will be based upon my new book, The Complete Compliance Handbook, which is released May 21 on Amazon.com. The Complete Compliance Handbook incorporates the most recent pronouncements from the Department of Justice, including the 2017 Evaluation of Corporate Compliance Programs and the new FCPA Corporate Enforcement Policy to provide you the most up-to-date advice on what constitutes a best practices compliance program. In this single volume, I bring together the top ideas, topics, and techniques that you can incorporate into your compliance program literally in 31 days to more fully operationalize your compliance regime. If you want one volume to guide you in operationalizing compliance, this book is it. The book is designed to provide you with a step-by-step guide to the design, creation, and implementation of a compliance program. It begins with 31 days to a more effective compliance program. Each entry for this first chapter provides you one thing you can accomplish at little or no cost to improve any level of a compliance program. There are three key takeaways for each entry. This final chapter of the book goes through the same process for you to operationalize your compliance program. In between these bookends, the Complete Compliance Handbook features chapters on operationalizing compliance through HR, the role of the Board of Directors in compliance, 360 degrees of communication in compliance, better third-party risk management, reporting and investigations, internal controls, innovation and compliance, written standards, and more effective compliance for business ventures. Also, continuous improvement. If you want one book, which is the single standard on best practices compliance program, this is the book for you. Once again, it's available on Amazon.com. Also, if you'd like an autographed copy, you can purchase one from my site, www.fcpacompliancereport.com, and I will mail it to you. This is Tom Fox. I hope you enjoy today's hallmark. Thank you for listening. Hallmark 1, Leadership's Tone. Under the Evaluation of Corporate Compliance Program, Prong 2, it states, Senior and Middle Management, Conduct at the Top. How have senior leaders, through their words and actions, encouraged or discouraged the type of misconduct in question? What concrete actions have they taken to demonstrate leadership in the company's compliance and remediation efforts? How does senior management monitor its senior leadership's behavior? How has senior leadership modeled proper behavior to subordinates? This requirement is more than simply the ubiquitous tone at the top, as it focuses on the conduct of senior management. The Justice Department wants to see a company's senior leadership actually doing compliance. The DOJ asks if company leadership has, through their words and concrete actions, brought the right message of doing business ethically and in compliance to a company. How does senior management model its behavior on a company's values? And finally, how much is senior management conduct monitored in an organization? So what are five general guidelines for senior management? Number one, the guiding values of a company must make sense and must be clearly communicated by senior management in a variety of settings to the entire company workforce. Number two, the company's leader must be personally committed to and willing to take action on these values. This means that management must not simply overlook the transgressions of top producers. Three, a company's systems and structures must support its guiding principles, and those internal systems and structures cannot be overridden by senior management without both justification and board approval. Four, a company's values must be integrated into the normal chain of management decision-making and reflected in the company's critical decisions. Sometimes a company must turn down business, even if there are too many red flags present, or engaging in such behavior will violate the company's values and ethical standards. Five, managers must be empowered to make ethically sound decisions on a day-to-day basis. This means senior management must fully support and back up such decisions. A couple of examples I can give you of powerful senior management taking the bull by the horns is as follows. I once asked a CEO of a company what he could do around compliance, and he responded to me, he was the company's compliance ambassador, so that every time he had the opportunity to talk about compliance in a meeting, in front of employees, or in front of third parties or other stakeholders, he did so. Another area that a CEO can forcefully engage an entire company is through a powerful video message about doing business the right way and in compliance. A great example was CenterPoint Energy video put out in 2015 after the Volkswagen emission testing scandal became public. The video featured the then CEO of the company, and he used the VW scandal to proactively address culture and values at the company and used the entire scenario as an opportunity to promote integrity in the workplace. But more than simply a one-time video, the company followed this up with an additional resource entitled Manager's Toolkit, What Does Integrity Mean to You?, which managers use to facilitate discussions and ongoing communications with employees around the company's ethics and compliance programs. Next, moving compliance down through an organization. The evaluation of corporate compliance programs makes clear that a company must have more than simply a good tone at the top. It must move down through an organization from senior management down to middle management and into its lower ranks. This means that one of the tasks is to get middle management to respect the stated ethics and values of a company because they will be communicated down to the organization. Even if a company does all the right things at senior management, the real issue is whether or not the culture has been embedded in middle and lower management. A company's culture is reflected in its values and beliefs that exist throughout the company and organization. To fully operationalize your compliance program, you must find a way to articulate, then drive the message of ethical values and doing business in compliance with such anti-corruption laws as the FCPA from the top down throughout your organization. What should the tone in the middle be? What should a middle manager's role be in a company's compliance programs? These issues are critical because the majority of company employees work most directly with middle rather than top management, and consequently, they will take their cues from how middle management will respond to a situation. Perhaps most importantly, middle management must listen to the concerns of employees. Even if middle management cannot affect a direct change, it is important that employees have an outlet to express their concerns. Your organization should train middle managers to enhance listening skills in the overall context of providing training for their manager's toolkit. This can be particularly true if there's a compliance violation or other incident which requires some form of employee discipline. Most employees think it is important that there be organizational justice so that people believe they will be treated fairly. For if there is organizational justice, it engenders perceived procedural fairness, which makes it more likely that an employee will be willing to accept a decision they may not like or will disagree with at the end of the day. Next, the board and operationalizing compliance. What is the role of a company's board of directors as laid out in the evaluation of corporate compliance programs? In the area of inquiry of entitled oversight, the DOJ asks three basic questions. What compliance expertise has been available to the board of directors? Have the board of directors and/or external auditors held executive or private sessions with control and compliance functions? What type of information have the board of directors and senior management examined in their exercise of oversight in the area in which the misconduct occurred? In the new 2017 FCPA corporate enforcement policy, it supplements the above with the following requirement for the board of directors in a best practices compliance program, asking, what is the availability of compliance expertise to the board? I believe this is more than simply a reporting requirement or that the CCO have a direct line to the board. I believe this is a separate requirement for compliance expertise on the board. I have long argued there should be a compliance professional at the board of directors. I think the Department of Justice has now made this clearer. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast on Hallmark 1 on the 10 Hallmarks of an Effective Compliance Program. These excerpts came from my new book, The Complete Compliance Handbook, which I hope you will check out. This is Tom Fox. Thank you very much for listening. This is Tom Fox again. Thank you for listening to this Hallmark of an Effective Compliance Program. I hope you will check out my book, The Complete Compliance Handbook. It's available on Amazon.com and on my website, www.fcpacompliancereport.com. Thank you for listening.